You're listening to The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega. One of the most common symptoms of COVID-19, particularly for people with more mild cases, is losing your sense of smell. Many people say they regain the sense within weeks, but others can go nearly a year without getting it back. And while the symptom is less life-threatening than other aspects of the coronavirus, it's frequently connected to a loss of taste and overall appetite among COVID-19 patients, and it can have real consequences for people's lives. Tejal Rao is the California restaurant critic at the New York Times, who recently wrote about losing her sense of smell after getting COVID-19 and the flavors she sought out in an attempt to enjoy the experience of eating again. Tejal, thanks for being with us.
Oh, hi. Thanks so much for having me.
I cannot imagine. I have lost my sense of taste and smell with something non-COVID-19 related. So I can't imagine doing what you do and losing that. How did you first realize that you couldn't smell?
Well, I realized it immediately. It was one of the first symptoms that I experienced. And as soon as it happened, you know, now we're at the point in the pandemic where I think if you lose your sense of smell, it's a bit of a red flag. So I immediately scheduled a test. But I had recently adopted a new dog who gets a little stinky outside. I couldn't smell her. I couldn't smell the hand soap as I was washing my hands. And it wasn't the same as, you know, when you have a cold and things are a little bit muted. It was a complete blank. It was really quite scary.
And what about your sense of taste?
Right. So smell and taste are so intimately connected. I could still taste saltiness, sourness, like at a very basic level, but without smells kind of informing me of all the details, it was almost nothing. So eating became, you know, really lifeless and normally brings me so much joy and so much pleasure as a food writer. And I just couldn't find any of that, not even with the foods I would consider my comfort foods when I'm sick, you know, like chicken soup, really good homemade chicken soup, or congee, dal and rice, even those really comforting things just didn't have anything to offer me.
You actually wrote a piece in October where you documented some of the smells you experience every day in Los Angeles. And how did working on that piece make you think about the role that the sense of smell plays in our daily lives? Because I think people sort of take it for granted.
Yeah, exactly. That's part of why I wrote the piece, is that, you know, we're smelling our nose and our brain, really. Our brains are working to interpret smells around us all the time, and they keep us safe. You know, we smell a gas leak, or we smell smoke from a fire. And they also just are giving us information about our surroundings all the time. And I wanted to document everything in a day, from the, you know, the smells pumped out by the industrial bakery down the street to, I'm in Los Angeles, so the smell of like coyote mint and sagebrush in the air sometimes, skunks, you know, the good smells and the bad smells, everything.
And the sense of smell also helps us keep us safe.
Yeah. Exactly. And that can be really disorienting. You know, I'm really lucky because I experienced this short-term loss, but people who are completely without their sense of smell, it can be dangerous. You know, frankly, it can be really dangerous because smell is a big part of how we understand what's going on around us. It's a little bit like wearing blinders if you can't smell what's happening around you.
You wrote a piece very recently about turning to Sichuan flavors to regain some sense of taste. Why?
Well, you know, in part, those comfort foods I mentioned weren't bringing me a lot of joy, and I was losing my appetite, which is very rare for me. And so Sichuan peppercorns, it's not, you know, they didn't help me regain my sense of taste, but they gave me the feeling of tasting. There's a molecule in Sichuan peppercorns. It's called hydroxy alpha sensual, and it creates, when you eat the peppercorns, this buzzing feeling through your mouth and lips. So even though you're not necessarily tasting the really beautiful floral flavors of the peppercorns that are usually there, I was picking up that buzz, that hum, and it made me feel... It honestly just made me feel alive again after being isolated and not having an appetite. And in combination with the dried chilies. So there was this very gentle burn of chili, and then followed by the tingly feeling from the peppercorns, and then the burn again from the chili. And it just, it kind of woke me up again. It made me feel good, even though it didn't actually restore my sense of taste.
Is your sense of taste and smell, are they back 100%, or would you say they're still lingering?
It's still lingering. So I'm not at, you know, I'm not at 100% yet, but I can pick up scents in the air again. You know, my partner was boiling tea this morning, and I can smell the ginger and the black tea in the air. So I'm doing a lot better than I was when I filed this piece a few weeks ago.
You wrote about worrying that you might not be able to do your job anymore after losing your sense of smell. Are you still concerned about that?
I was really concerned about it a couple weeks ago, and now I'm starting to feel a little bit more confident that my sense of smell will return, and not just return, but return and be clear again. Because I think for a lot of people who suffer from anosmia, that the smells are mixed up, you know, your brain isn't processing them properly, and I was very worried about that. And I'm not a perfumer. Smell isn't the most important part of my work, but it's crucial. It's really crucial, and I'm hoping to get back to reviewing soon.
Lots of folks who have gotten the virus have also reported these symptoms. Do you have any advice for people who are still experiencing that loss of smell and taste after getting COVID-19?
Oh, it's so personal, but I think bringing smells to yourself every day to see if you can recognize them is helpful. I was using spices and essential oils, and it's disheartening every time you kind of stick your nose in like coffee beans and nothing reads and it's a blank. But when you are able to pick up a little bit, it can make you feel really excited again and really positive if you're lucky enough to regenerate those neurons and start to smell again.
Tejal, are you excited to smell something specific right now?
Oh gosh, the frying garlic was the thing that really, I was just cooking for myself, and when I was cooking and couldn't smell anything, it was awful. But the first day that I could smell frying garlic, I called my mother. I was so excited. I called my parents to tell them. Yeah.
That's wonderful. We wish you all the wonderful smells and tastes. Tejal Rao is the California restaurant critic at the New York Times and columnist for the New York Times Magazine. Tejal, thanks so much.
Thank you. Take care.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.